Welcome to the Sports Report for Tuesday, June 24th. I'm Mark Daniels. Milwaukee Brewers coming off a very successful road trip. They went 6-1 through Arizona and Colorado, scored 28 runs in the sweep of the Rockies in Denver. But somebody forgot to bring the bats back home. They were shut out by the Washington Nationals in the first game of a three-game series in a matchup of division leaders. 3-0 the final. Gio Gonzalez went six innings, allowed just three hits. Orion Braun double, singles from Jonathan Lucroy and Gene Segura. Gonzalez says he was determined in his second start after a month-long stint on the disabled list.
I wanted to make a statement with the rotation and trying to be a part of it. And you know, these guys have been pitching incredible. I've been lucky enough to see some great pitching from these guys. And again, it was a lineup that you had to prepare yourself for. And you know, I did my best to just compete and go far as I can in the game.
Brewers manager Ron Renicki says we helped Gonzalez along a little bit.
We chased some balls out of the zone today. I thought Gio threw a really good game, spotting his fastball well. He always has a good curveball, and he had a great changeup today. All those changeups were down, and that made a big difference in what he did today.
Matt Garza taking the loss. He's now 4-5. Made only one mistake, but it was a big one. A three-run home run to Adam LaRoche in the third inning.
He lost 3-0. It was a slider. Oh, well, you know, you wish you'd take it back, but the right time, it was the right pitch, and just didn't execute it. Hang with them.
Carlos Gomez had his 18-game hitting streak snapped. He had been on base in 35 consecutive games. Brewers will send Giovanni Gallardo against Jordan Zimmermann in Game 2 of the series at Miller Park on Tuesday night. Milwaukee now 47-31. Their lead in the Central down to 4.5 games because the St. Louis Cardinals picked up where the Brewers left off. Hammered the Rockies 8-0. Matt Adams had a couple of home runs and 6 runs batted in. Says it helps to be choosy at the plate.
The big thing that I'm happy about is I'm laying off the sliders and the curveballs from the lefties, and I'm trying to make them come back over the plate a little bit more instead of chasing what they want me to chase and getting out of my base.
It was shutout Monday in the National League. Padres blanked the Giants 6-0. The Marlins shut out Philadelphia 4-0. Nathan Eovaldi went 6 1/3, and Casey McGee drove in a couple of runs. The Cincinnati Reds beat the Chicago Cubs 6-1. Devin Mesoraco with a grand slam home run in the ninth inning broke it wide open for manager Brian Price. That's the fourth home run in as many days for Mesoraco.
He really carried a lot of the offensive load early in the season. And then he went into the ebb and flow of the season and struggled a little bit with the bat. And he's really back on pace to really do some big things for us. And without having Brandon today, I mean, that could have been a hole for us.
In interleague play, Pittsburgh beat Tampa Bay 8-1. Pedro Alvarez with a 3-run home run. Kansas City knocking off the Dodgers 5-3. Jeremy Guthrie outdueling the former Royal, Zach Greinke. In the American League, Orioles over the White Sox 6-4. Chris Davis did not get the start, but he came on and delivered a walk-off pinch hit 3-run home run.
You kind of almost have to approach it like your DH. And, you know, obviously you don't have the previous at-bats to build off of, but it's kind of the same scenario. You try to work in the cage and get loose and get a little sweat going, and then go up there and try to have a good bat.
He had a very good at-bat. Adam Lind did, too. A 3-run home run leading Toronto past the Yankees 8-3, and Seattle beat Boston 12-3. Logan Morrison went 4-4, and he had 2 home runs.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. I feel like I've been swinging the bat better. Like I said, just been finding gloves, and tonight they didn't. They went out. They didn't go to the warning track like they had been here. And it was fun, man. Keep it going tomorrow, keep getting wins.
Minor League Baseball, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, a day off Monday. They'll continue on the road, open a series at Kane County in the Northwoods League. The Green Bay Bullfrogs shut out Wisconsin Rapids 9-0. Roberto Baroniel went 7 innings, allowed 3 hits. Frogs score 5 runs in the ninth. They improved to 11-16 at Wisconsin Rapids again on Tuesday night. Sheboygan A's defeated Menasha 4-2. A suicide squeeze brings home the go-ahead run in the top of the ninth. The throwing error adds a second run. A's now 14-7. Stay on the road at Oshkosh Tuesday night. College World Series best of 3 championship set underway in Omaha. Vanderbilt takes game 1 9-8 over Virginia, scored all 9 runs in the third inning, and coach Tim Corbin's club hung on for dear life.
We're fortunate to win that game for sure. No one could have scripted that particular game, and if anyone said they could, they're lying.
Cavaliers coach Brian O'Connor liked how his team battled back.
I didn't need to say anything quite frankly, because I know what they're made of, and I know they weren't going to quit and pack it in. I know they're going to keep fighting. And, you know, they responded, and we had a chance, but just not quite enough.
Game two in the best of three on Tuesday night. If Vanderbilt wins, they'll wrap up their first NCAA men's championship in any sport. At the World Cup in Brazil, the host nation wins Group A. Brazil 4, Cameroon 1, Neymar with a pair of goals. Brazil will meet Chile in the round of 16. Netherlands taking Group B with a 2-0 win over Chile. The Dutch will get Mexico in the quarterfinals. Mexico advances with a 3-1 victory over Croatia, scoring 3 goals in a 10-minute span in the second half. The Croats are knocked out. And two teams that were eliminated after just 2 games finished up pool play. Spain gets a win, but they're going home 3-0 over Australia. The U.S.-Portugal match on Sunday drew 18.2 million viewers on ESPN, another 6.5 million on Univision, making it the most watched soccer match in United States history. The new owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, Mark Lazare, telling a luncheon in Milwaukee it's going to be hard to take Joel Embiid with the number one choice. Embiid, the 7-1 center from Kansas, had foot surgery next week. The Bucks have the second overall pick behind Cleveland. May come down to Jabari Parker of Duke or Embiid's Kansas teammate, Andrew Wiggins. Tim Duncan exercising his option to stay in San Antonio for the final year of his contract, worth a reported $10.3 million. NFL notes, Chicago Bears have signed veteran safety Adrian Wilson, the 34-year-old former Cardinal, a 5-time Pro Bowler. Bears also signed tight end Jerron Mastro, who started 12 games with the Oakland Raiders last year. Wimbledon underway in London, and defending champion Andy Murray opens up play on center court. First time that's happened since Fred Perry, and he gets started with a straight set victory. Novak Djokovic, Venus Williams also win on day one. Sloane Stephens of the U.S. beaten by Maria Kirilenko. Top women seed Serena Williams in action on Tuesday. And the Hockey Hall of Fame electing its class of 2014, Rob Blake, Peter Forsberg, Dominic Hasek, Mike Modano, late coach Pat Burns, and referee Bill McCreary, all entering the Hockey Hall of Fame. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.